start. This is a dictating on Mary Rose. That is R-O-S-E. R as in Robert. Mary Rose. M-A-R-Y-R-O-S-E. Date of birth is 6/28/44. Date of visit 9/27/23. Please make a copy for Kimberly Keller. D-O. Keller is K-E-L-L-E-R. Kimberly Ann Keller. D.O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough. Next paragraph is for the dentist. This is a 79-year-old lady who has been experiencing persistent cough and chest tightness, has previously been treated for bronchitis and asthmatic attacks, period. The patient does not bring up much sputum, and she has some post-nasal drip. And sinus drainage. Period. She went for a chest x-ray on 4/24/23, which showed hyperinflation with no active infiltrates. In the past, the patient has been evaluated by a pulmonologist at in Cincinnati, Ohio, but no specific therapy was suggested. And most of her tests turned out normal. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypothyroidism. She also has had a history of right breast cancer with lumpectomy and radiation therapy. She has a history of thyroid cancer, for which she underwent thyroidectomy and radioiodine ablation. The patient had a cholecystectomy in the past and right knee replacement surgery. She has no history of diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. And in the past, she smoked one or two cigarettes per day for about 10 years and quit. Drinks wine in the evenings. Next paragraph. Allergies. Denies drug allergies, but has intolerance to NyQuil. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient mother died of gallbladder and liver cancer, and father died of heart disease. One sister had a history of breast cancer. Next, system review. The patient has had no fatigue, fever, weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency. Denies abdominal pains or heartburn. She has coughing spells, but no shortness of breath or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains no chest pains, denies palpitations, no calf muscle pains, no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies headaches, seizures, and numbness in the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Synthroid 112 micrograms daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams HS, Trazodone 50 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam. This is the averagely built elderly. A white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of the citrus clubbing or peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse is 68, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 122, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery, but no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves. Grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. And number 3 is a history of breast cancer, status post lumpectomy. Number 4 is history of thyroid cancer, status post thyroidectomy. And next, next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count and a BMP. So we'll get a CT chest without contrast and also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was placed on Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams TID-PRN, and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TID-PRN, for wheezing or shortness of breath. A copy of a previous pulmonary evaluation will be requested, if possible, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy for Kimberly Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R-D-O. Thank you for this consultation.